Welcome to Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. I'm your host, Damali Peterman. On this podcast, we invite you to share a conflict that you need help navigating, and I, along with a guest co-host, will share what we would do in that situation to help you reach your breakthrough. Welcome to the show. On today's episode, I am thrilled to welcome Geneva Carr. Geneva, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much, Damali.
Oh, you are so incredible. I feel like everyone is just in for a treat today to have you in the podcast studio. Geneva Carr is just an amazing triple threat. I mean, trifecta. How many different ways can we say amazing? I can think of a few languages, and she's lived all over the world, so I'm sure she can also put in a few languages as well. But she has excelled in theater, film, and television. You may know her from her hit CBS series, Bull, where she plays Marissa Morgan. And I'm so lucky to have her because I know they're going to start filming season 4 soon. Mm-hmm. And my first introduction to Geneva was actually seeing her in Hand to God, where she was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Actress in a Play. And wow, was she amazing.
Thank you. Such a great experience.
Oh, man. You've done everything.
I've done a lot.
So tell us more about yourself.
Well, I was born in Jackson, Mississippi, and I lived in 11 states and then moved to France, where I went to graduate school before settling in New York. I have an MBA from a French business school, and I was a banker on Wall Street. When I saw a play a certain number of years ago, a tiny little off-Broadway black box theater, and I fell in love, and I changed my life, and here I am today. I did a lot of off-Broadway, went to Broadway, and now I'm on TV.
That's amazing. What a fantastic journey, Geneva.
It took a long time, and I think that's maybe why I'm so doggone happy, because it didn't happen easily, and when you want something and you fight for it, I think there's a real sense of joy that can happen, and I'm lucky.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you look so happy.
And so
it's in podcast land, it's always funny because you're like listening to people, but I want them to know you look fantastic.
It's my best accessory, happiness. Thank you.
So for those of you turning in for the first time, you can simply call into your hotline number to leave a message asking a question that you're contemplating. And you know, it doesn't have to be a conflict. It could be anything about what's going on, and maybe you're just not sure how to navigate it. Or it could be an actual conflict that you really want to hear from someone who's not invested in the situation. With a co-host on the air for the first time, we play the message and give you some feedback on what we would do in that situation. So what are you waiting for? Pick up your phone and leave us a message.
This is so good. Just to get another pair of eyes and ears on a situation is nice.
Right? How many times have you called a friend or someone and you're like, what do you think about this? But because they know you,
right,
then they're biased.
That's why taxi drivers are great.
Yes. Oh, they're amazing.
They are really good.
They don't get paid enough to listen,
no,
right? It's so true. Taxi drivers, they're Uber
Subway
drivers.
Uber riders, yeah.
Whoever will listen.
Right.
Well, now you have two captive co-hosts here who are excited to listen to your questions. So without further ado, we will play the first message.
You have one message.
Hi, Damali. This is Zachary. I have a question for you. How do we keep a balance between work and passion? What's your take on how to maintain a medium?
That's a great question.
That's a great question, and really a great one for you because you were doing something really different before.
Right.
And it seems like you really embraced what you were passionate about in kind of your second path, if you will.
I think, Zachary, that's an amazing question because we all have to work to make a living, but passion is what sustains a lot of us. And if you have a passion, I think you have to follow it. Jack Gilford was a very famous actor, and his wife, Madeline Gilford, was an acting teacher. And when someone in class basically asked this kind of a question, she said, if there's anything else you can do that makes you happy, do it. But if whatever you're considering, this passion that you're talking about, I think you have to follow it, and you're going to have to make sacrifices financially if that's what you love. And the people who love you and support you will continue to support you. If you have children or parents that you have to support, you'll find a balance. But I think you just have to fight for what you love and you'll figure out the other stuff. You're going to work long hours. I'm going to warn you, those can be tough. That's what I think.
But how is it for you? So I love that you're saying you have to fight for, there are going to be some sacrifices, that you have to have a good support network and a supportive system. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. What was it like for you deciding to really embrace your passion? Not to say you weren't passionate about, you know, being a banker or working.
Oh, I wasn't passionate at all. So I think it was easy for me to recognize the passion. What was very scary for most people is that, you know, I don't have children, but people with children or someone they have to support, I think it's a more difficult decision. I was lucky that it's just me, and still it's really scary. But I quit banking because I didn't like going to work. And I was lucky enough to have something that I wanted to do. So I always say to people, find whatever it is that makes you want to go to work. A friend of mine always says, oh, she gets to go to work. You never say to children, oh, I have to go to work. You say, I get to go. So I think, Zachary, if you can find that, you know, you'll be like me.
And that's a great example to have, Zachary. So basically, it sounds like you've heard some really great ways to find that medium between your passion and work. I wish we had some more insight as to
what your passion is, right? Because if it's something that you don't need to make a living from, you could pursue painting. Let's say maybe that's what you're doing. You could do that on the weekends. I think to designate time for whatever that passion is, if it's something that you can give that amount of time to, you can find it and just let the people in your life know you need that. If it's money, it's going to be a little harder, but I don't think there's anything wrong with taking a job for money to then pay for the passion. So for years, I did not make a living as an actor, but I did other jobs that paid for me to be able to act. And there's no shame in hard work. What was the name of the actor that was working at Trader Joe's?
That's right. He was on the Cosby Show. That's right. Someone tried to shame him for working at Trader Joe's.
Why should I be ashamed for working?
Yeah.
And it's apparently, he says it's a great place to work. He's worked since then, but you know, in my line of work, you cannot have pride because everybody's going to be out of work. You look at, no matter how famous people get, everybody needs a side job. So he was a very good example of just be proud of working. And he really was wonderful.
He was wonderful. And I love that you said there's no shame in working hard and that sometimes you have to take a side job in order to make ends meet while you're pursuing your passion.
Well, I always say to people who have children who want to become actors, don't give them money. And I say to young people who want to become actors, don't take the money. Because if you want it, you'll do it. If it's handed to you, you have to know that you want it. It's kind of like therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always a sliding scale, but you have to pay for it if you want it because then you value it. So that sounds terrible. Don't help your children. Support them. Go see all their shows. But, you know, earning a living is a way to feel good about yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you had a pivot. A career pivot.
Yeah.
A pretty big one. And you said that you saw some show or play that really made it sink in for you?
I saw a stage performance that was so profound and I thought, gosh, what is that? And I want to tell stories like that and move people. And I went to work like everybody else, but my job wasn't my passion. Mm-hmm. And I remember at the time I was working at Société Générale, working on derivatives, and the guy that I worked with loved the job. I mean, he woke up dreaming about derivatives, and I didn't. And I envied that. But lucky for him, that was his passion. So I encourage people to embrace their passion and try to make a living from it.
Embrace your passion. You've heard it here, folks. Embrace your passion. That's fantastic. Zachary, I think you've heard so many wonderful ways to embrace your passion and to try to find a balance between work and passion. Of course, we don't know what it is exactly that you do and what your passion is.
But when you call back, you're going to tell us what it is and
absolutely.
How you're doing.
Absolutely. We want to hear from you. So call back. Let us know what you know your passion is, what you're doing. And we love to hear follow-up and feedback from our callers. It really makes our day. And why don't we go to the next message?
Nice.
You have one message. Hi, Damali. This is Yuten. Well, my problem is that I have a hard time dealing with my rejection. I have had a couple of those and it's just really frustrating to me. I'm an artist and my family and friends have very high hopes on me that I will make it big someday. And it just makes me more and more scared, I would say. Like, I really fear of not being able to give my best or not be selected because of the high competition. How do I handle this battle? Thank you.
That's a deep one.
Oh, my heart goes out to you. Mm. What I hear is that you're in the midst of the struggle, and it's a very tough place to be. I've been there, and you're going to go back and forth. You've chosen the path of an artist, and there is no artist that has not suffered. What I hear in your call that is really encouraging is that you have family and friends who care about you, and you say they care about your success. I bet they care about your happiness in pursuing what you're doing. So it sounds like you're struggling, and I understand that. I have compassion for that. I don't know what kind of art you do. So if I could say paint or draw or sculpt or write, whatever it is that you are pursuing, throw yourself into that. In these dark moments, I think it's the best time to really go deep in what you want to say in whatever medium you're working in. And a long time ago, somebody gave me some advice because I was scared like you are right in this moment, thinking I'm never going to make it. I'm never going to do it. By the way, it took me a very long time. And this person said, hey, you know, if you think you're going to make it, you might as well get out of the business of being an actor, because 2% of people become an actor and make a living. So if you're not in it for the journey, get out. So it's a tough call. But your job as an artist is to make your journey as fulfilling as possible, because you may not make money, you may not get fame, but it sounds like you have people that care about what you're doing. And if you can tell your story and move one person, you are an artist and you've made a difference in this life.
That was beautiful, Geneva. That was beautiful. And what I like about that is that you understand the journey and the path, and what you're saying to her is that if you're in it for the right reasons and you're there for the journey, then great things could happen. You'll appreciate the journey, and hopefully, you know, you'll be a part of that 2%.
Right. And listen, it took me a long time to, you know, I'm making a great living now. I didn't make the greatest living, but it's still a great life. And whatever you're doing, just remember, this is your great life and you have passion. Some people don't have that. So in these dark moments, try to be grateful that you want to tell your story through your medium. And whatever it is, call us back. Send
Absolutely.
Us pictures. I'm dying to know what you're
Me
doing.
Me too. I want to see it or hear it or
yeah.
learn about it. And something else that you said was that you're feeling some pressure from your family and friends that they want you to make it big and you want to make them happy and proud. How do you deal with outside pressures, Geneva?
Oh, I understand that too. And again, I don't mean to judge your friends and family, but their idea of success is their issue. As an artist, your success has to be how fulfilled you are. And I can tell that you're doing it for the right reasons by listening to you. So try to drown out the white noise of people who think that success or notoriety or money is the way you judge it. Know that it comes from a good place, but that's their issue. But the more you commit to what you're doing, the more you leave yourself open to other people appreciating it.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I like that you said is that there's a journey. It takes a long time. We talked before about understanding the path and that not everyone makes it. But when you do, it's super fulfilling and you're excited about it. But if you enjoy and have the passion for what you're doing, then you can really dive into it. One of the other things that I heard our caller say is that she's having a hard time dealing with rejections. And my understanding of creative work in general is sometimes you hear more no's than yeses. Mm. And even for me, I feel like even in my line of work, you know, and you often hear more no's than yeses. But to me, what's really important is understanding that that's how life is. And when you get those yeses, they feel so much better after many no's, right?
Well, keep saying yes to yourself. In those moments where you hear no, you have to say yes to yourself and indulge yourself the way for an artist. However you want to practice your medium, say yes to yourself, because, boy, you're going to hear a lot of no's. I hear no's so much it's like water off a duck's back. It doesn't bother me.
I heard someone say recently that usually you have to, oh, I know what it was. I was at an event and they were talking about entrepreneurs and investing and that you have to hear 95 no's first before you can even expect a yes if you're seeking outside capital. And I was like, wow, it's great to think about it that way, because if you expect to hear 95 no's, if you have that expectation going in, then you're like, okay, 95, done. Now I can just wait for those yeses to come.
Jeez, I just did something last week that I was trying to get something produced, and I asked people to come, and which is basically asking for investors. I wish I had known that last week because I would have been less disappointed by the response. But you're right. It's, I mean, if you think of everything in life, you know, I mean, if you think of a baby walking, how many times do they fall down and they just get back up?
That's so true.
It's the trick of it. We just have to keep going.
Yeah, and you have to manage your expectations. And on a lighter, more funnier note, when I lived in Denmark and went to university there, there was this guy who was known for like going to many women and hitting on them and asking them on a date. And I actually watched him do this one night. And I said to my friend at the time, I said, well, is he really going to go to every woman and ask her out on a date? And my friend said, well, out of 20 women, one will say yes. And I said, wow. Like, it's true. Like, your odds. It's true, because I eventually saw someone give him her phone number.
Sure.
And I was like, wow, that's spectacular. And it really shaped the way that I see odds and statistics. And you just need one good yes, right?
Yeah, sales. Yeah. You have to go back in again and again.
Yeah.
Everything. That's very interesting. I like that.
Well, I think
like
it's
that.
One way to help our caller think about rejections being a part of the journey.
Right.
And you know, sometimes the word rejection or failure, those words are so negative in a sense that they're deeply charged emotional words. And I feel like if we kind of focus on them, we miss the bigger picture, and we don't appreciate sometimes those yeses that come along.
Well, it's a rejection, but it's actually not a rejection. It's another step towards a yes.
Yes, absolutely. You're like at number 90, wait to 95,
right.
And then you're good for 96.
Yeah.
And so I want our caller to think about that perspective, that that's a part of the journey.
That's a great way to look at a lot of things.
Yeah, it's really helpful. And, you know, What has been helpful to me is knowing that not everything is for me.
Mm.
Once I realized that, Geneva, the things that I receive and all the wonderful people like you and others that I am blessed and fortunate to have in my life, I know that they're supposed to be there, that you're supposed to be
right.
there, because not everything and not everyone is for me.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense?
It makes great sense. I love that.
Yeah. So I would really like to thank the audience for tuning in. Geneva, thank you for being here today. You are
so
just extraordinary.
Fun. I learned a ton.
Well, so did I. And the jewels and gems that you gave our callers, you callers must call back and tell us. Like,
dying to know what you guys are doing.
Me too. I want to know the art. I want to know the work and the passion.
Let us know about the progress.
Please do. You will be able to write comments on our blog. You'll be able to call back on our hotline and say, hey, I was the caller for the episode with Geneva, and this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise I will let her know, and maybe we can get her back in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
Oh, you're amazing. So thank you so much for being
here,
Geneva.
Thank you so much. This was so fun.
You're incredible.
You're incredible.
You make everything fun. This is a fact. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day. Do you have any barriers that we can help you break through? If so, you can leave a brief message at 646-363-6322 or on our interactive blog at www.breakthroughadr.com. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at the @BREAKTHROUGH D R. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Although I am a lawyer, mediator, and an educator, and many of my co-hosts will represent various professions, we want to be clear that we are not providing legal advice, counseling, or suggestions. Our goal is to provide a roadmap for conflict resolution to generate future conflict resolvers. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day.